UFC is back for 2021, and the first main event that we have is a big one. Max Holloway versus Calvin Kattar. We're going to talk about it. I'm going to give you my picks. Let's go. What up, y'all? Welcome back to another edition of Zoe's Podcast Show. I am your host, Zoe, and I'm going to let you know what's going down. Oh, man, damn. Your boy is back with another podcast for your ass, and this is the first podcast talking about UFC ABC. That's right. UFC ABC. That's right. The fight card, the fight night card. Well, it's going to be fight night for them. It's going to be fight afternoon for us. But the fight card is coming on ABC. The prelims are going to be at 12 p.m. Eastern. And the main card starts at 3 p.m. Eastern. So check your clock. Make sure you got your alarm ready and all that kind of stuff, because it's not your normal 8 o'clock or 6 o'clock or whenever it starts. It's 12 for the prelims, 3 p.m. for the main card. Okay, so make sure to remember that. I have to go back a couple of times real quick too to make sure of that. But like I said, this is the first time I'm ever saying this. UFC on ABC. You know how big this is? Do you understand how big in magnitude this is for the UFC? Not only they're on ABC, but they're on ABC in the afternoon. You know, Saturday afternoon. You remember they used to have, probably you don't remember, but they used to have like Saturday afternoon fights. You know, boxing fights. This is a Saturday afternoon fight right here, and it's not even on ESPN. It's on ABC. Of course, it's on ESPN Plus, but ABC. That's right. If you don't have cable, you don't need cable. Well, I don't even know how that cable stuff works anymore, because I don't have cable. You know, I got the subscription channels and all that kind of stuff, but it's big time. You know what I'm saying? Not only is it big time for this fight card, but it's big time for UFC 257 as well, because they're going to be advertising the hell out of it on the fight card, man. You're going to see it on ABC, so people's going to be, you know, looking at it. There's going to be a lot of casuals, y'all. I'm not going to be the only casual you hear. There's going to be a lot of casuals. But yeah, that's big time. 2021 is coming out in the bang. You know, not just political wise, but UFC wise is coming in with the bang. I can't wait. The fight card is, you know, of course we like the main event is everything to me. But the main card actually is not really that bad. Of course we know that Max Holloway, Calvin Kattar, Carlos Condit, and Matt Brown is the co-main event. Joaquin Buckley is in there. So it's a pretty good card, and we're going to break it down. But for the prelims, I mean, I would like to see Phil Hawes fight. You know what I'm saying? Justin Taffa, he's kind of a favorite as well for me. But other than that, is, you know, I'm just going to watch the fights as they come along. So, I mean, let's just get into the main card. Let's talk about it. All right, y'all. So the first fight on the main card is, man, I'm about to butcher this name. It is Ponchel Soriano versus Dusko Todorovic. Todorovic. I don't know. I don't want to say that, man. I can't say that for my life. Let me know if y'all can say it. But that is the first card. Now, this is a middleweight fight, and I don't know much about these guys, but I do know that both of these guys are undefeated. Both of these guys are undefeated. So somebody's going to leave with an O, and somebody's going to leave with a 1 in the loss column. So that's going to be a cool fight to even look at because of, you know, both of these guys both have O's on their loss record. So that's one run thing that can look at it. But honestly, I don't know nothing about both of these guys. But I'm looking forward to see these guys fight on there because, you know, I just want to see who's going to come out on top and who's not. So that's all I got for today. But just looking at it, my pick for these guys is, and this is basically just on, you know, seeing their stats and seeing like how they are and like just a little bit on paper, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go with Soriano, and this is just a pick that I don't know nothing about these guys. This is the pick, so take that with a grain of salt. So I'm picking Soriano on this one. All right, so the next fight that we got on the fight card is Joaquin Buckley versus Eliseo de Chirico. I think that's how you say it. Joaquin Buckley, of course, if you don't know who Joaquin Buckley is, he had the knockout of the year last year or a couple months or whatever you want to call it of 2020 back in November. The spin kick, the kick that nobody could ever do but all in the movies or a video game or something, whatever. But anyway, he gets the knockout of the year from the UFC. So he's on a high right now. He's very entertaining. He also had a knockout the fight beforehand too. So he's one of the fan favorites. He is coming off that win. Eliseo is coming off a loss, but he is taller than Joaquin Buckley. So that's probably might play a difference in there because Joaquin Buckley is like a striker, you know, and, it's hard for strikers, when they go against a taller person, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, Joaquin Buckley, he is the favorite, you know, and, I'm going to go with Joaquin Buckley, as well. I'm going to go for a finish. I want to say third round. I don't know. Should I say third round or second round? Let's go second round because I think I was going to say second round before, right? So let's go second round finish. Joaquin Buckley. Second round finish. That's about it. All right. So the next fight that we have on here is a good one. Santiago Ponzinibbio versus Li Jianglang. I think that's how you say it. I don't know how you say it. Welterweight fight. Santiago, you know, he's been up and down in the UFC. His last one was a win. But it's like he's been up and down. And sometimes when I don't pick him, he's one of those guys, when I don't pick, they win. But when I do pick, they don't win. So with that said, I'm going to pick Lee for this fight. Hopefully that Santiago can get a win because he has been looking a little bit better than he used to be before. But I'm going to pick Lee. All right. If I say it out loud, then it's not going to happen, right? So I'm picking Lee. I'm picking Lee for the decision. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. But y'all know what I'm talking about, though. Y'all know what I'm talking about. All right, so the next fight we have on here is the co-main event. This is a people's fight. If you are down with the UFC for a while, you know who these two dudes are. You know about the Natural Born Killer. You know about the Immortal. You know about the Hellbows. You know about the fight that someone had with Robbie Lawler, and then it was a war and all those kind of things. I'm talking about Carlos Condit versus Matt Brown. Now, if this fight would have happened a few years back, maybe about 10 years back, it probably would have been a different thing. But, you know, these guys are older now, but they're not too old to be like, you know, this should be their last fight kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? But these guys were the top guys of the division at one point, especially Carlos Condit. Carlos Condit, he had, you know, a title defense, not a title defense. He was going for the title. Didn't quite get it. He did get the interim belt though. And then he tried to go back to fight Robbie Lawler, get the belt. He didn't get it, but, you know, it was a whole crazy war fest that Robbie Lawler was in. And that was just like his back-to-back war, because he had that war with, what's his name, too? McDonald, right? So he had that war with him, too. And then this one came along, and it was just... It what made Robbie Lawler a legend there, and Carlos Condit as well. So, with this fight, man, of course, you have Matt Brown with the elbows, like I said. And this guy just, you know, they go for it. You know what I'm saying? These are natural fighters, man. These dudes are going to be for a while, they're going to be fighters. So Carlos Condit is the favorite, and I'm cool with that because I'm going to pick Carlos Condit for the decision win. But, man, I just would love it if this fight would have happened a while ago. You know what I'm saying? Even though we're getting it now, it would have been so much better a while ago. But what can you do? I'm going with Carlos Condit, though. All right, the last fight that we have on here, the main event of the afternoon or the evening if you're in Abu Dhabi, which none of y'all are probably going to be in. Max Holloway versus Calvin Kattar, man. Max Holloway is number one. Calvin Kattar is number six. And, you know, I'm gonna come straight out with it. Max Holloway. I wrote this on Twitter. I am definitely due for a Max Holloway win. Of course, Max Holloway lost his last two fights against the champ now, which were just like, you know, we don't care. Give him the third fight, but he goes with Calvin Kattar, which is cool for Max. You know what I'm saying? So with this fight, I'm hoping and praying and wishing and, you know, thinking that, you know, Max Holloway is going to win this fight. So I'm going with Max Holloway. I'm thinking he's going to get the finish, maybe like the third or fourth round, TKO, because he really doesn't have any power, but he has that velocity, whatever it's called. I don't know. He has a lot of fucking punches that he'd be throwing at Calvin Kattar. Calvin Kattar would be good at it, but I think Max Holloway is going to come with the win. Fourth round or third round TKO. That's my pick. Now, I know usually people that have bigger podcasts than mine would ask questions to the listeners or the listening people out there. Man, I got seven people listening to this. Okay? So if y'all seven guys want to ask me a question, that's cool. Y'all can send me like a thing on Twitter, Zoe Yours Truly. Look me up if you haven't seen me already. But y'all can send me like a message or something like that. I don't know. Like I said, seven people listen to this. I'm just playing, man. I don't know if seven people listen to this. That's too much people. But if y'all want to send me some questions, that's cool. You know, I will take any question. I will answer any question. Just send it to me. And I'll answer it on the podcast for you.